The governor's Women's College Task Force, which includes members of his Education Excellence Commission, made recommendations to Governor Gary Herbert for ways to get more women in Utah to graduate from college. Governor Herbert says education is the opportunity to open doors for future success in both the home and the business community.
Unfortunately, in Utah, that's not been a priority in the past for probably a lot of reasons. Some of it is cultural, and we need to change that culture and make sure that our female population understands how important it is for us to have, for them to have an education past high school.
Some of the recommendations include more funding for part-time students, daycare, flexible scheduling, and other meaningful ways to encourage women to come back if they've dropped out. Bonnie Jean Beasley, chair of the State Board of Regents, says there seems to be a lack of understanding of the benefits of higher education for women who intend to be homemakers.
These women tend to be the ones who volunteer in the community. They take leadership roles. They get involved in the political process. They are important parts of our community.
Beasley adds mothers who graduate from college are more likely to have healthy babies and children who do better in school and avoid poverty and relying on social services. But she says young women need to know they have options.
One important way is to help women recognize that when they get married and have a child, that they don't need to have a complete separation, that they can integrate completing their degree even with their other responsibilities.
Utah has the lowest average age of marriage and lowest age for giving birth to a first child. Beasley says women and men in Utah are starting college at about the same rate, but women aren't finishing. Currently, more than 31% of men in Utah between the ages of 25 and 65 have bachelor's degrees, but less than 26% of women. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Whitney Evans for Utah Public Radio.